Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wei, and welcome to another episode of the Untethered and Prosperous podcast. And yes, here we are for another 8-minute mic drop from one of our amazing guests. And I have none other than one of the co-founders of Mindvalley, Christina Mandlakiani. And she is about to lay down an amazing strategy and a tip that can help you in her area of becoming happier, incorporating more self-love, or even just kind of being more authentic to yourself. And now we had this amazing conversation. So if you want to know more, you got to pay attention to what's going to be said right now. Welcome to the 8-minute mic drop, Christina. Tell us what you've got that can help someone who is maybe stuck in wanting to kind of embrace more of their unique gifts, their unique genius, maybe love on themselves more, and they've been kind of spinning around and they're looking for just one little thread that they can pull on to kind of help them say, at least pause or at least see, maybe this is what I need to be doing.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I've taught self-love for quite a few years now. And generally, if you ask people, do they love themselves? They say yes. And that's an interesting thing because we do love ourselves. We care about ourselves. We want ourselves to be happy, even if we are not always very vocal about that. And we want ourselves to be prosperous in all the sorts of ways and to be loved. But when it comes to love as a deeper phenomenon, then the question is, do we really love ourselves? I do not know if you ever pay attention to your self-talk, but there was an experiment done by Dove. Granted, it was done for a commercial, so I'm sure there was quite a lot of staging. But Dove asked women in France, and of course, women are, it's research shows that women are a little more critical, but I'm sure men would relate as well. So Dove asked women to write down whatever they were thinking about themselves throughout the day. So whenever they had any thoughts, especially critical thoughts about themselves throughout the day, they asked them to write down in their calendar, in the diary. Women usually start as soon as they wake up, go to the bathroom and see themselves in the mirror. That's where it starts. For men, it's maybe a little bit more delayed. They get to the office and they see their first hurdles. Maybe a colleague is being too slow and not smart enough, and maybe something doesn't go that way, or the presentation, maybe you feel that you haven't presented something in the way that you haven't performed the way you would have liked. But generally, we don't pay attention to that monologue. What we do is that we treat ourselves like a very strict parent. If you were to write down that dialogue, it would be interesting. So what Dove did is that they actually took some of the monologues of the women and they made a little bit of a performance. They made two women read it out. So one woman would read out to another one what was written, but as if they were just having a friendly conversation in their cafe. And the point of this whole experiment was to actually see the reaction of people. So if you think of how you talk to yourself, I'll talk from the point of view of the woman. Oh my God, you're so fat. Why did you eat that? Why did you skip the gym or whatever? If you talk from the point of view of the men are generally not as critical about their looks, but let's say, why couldn't have been more convincing? Or maybe why was I so emotional? Maybe I should have been a little bit cooler in a certain argument and so on. The way we talk with ourselves is actually not so kind. The words that we use are actually kind of intense. So if coming back to that that experiment with Dove, they actually focused not so much on the monologues that the women were writing down, but on the reaction of the people around listening to that monologue. And the reaction was shocked. Some women would say, how can you talk like this to your friend? So if you were to do this experiment and write down what you tell yourself about your performance throughout the day, and then if you're brave enough, you could ask a friend of yours to read it out to you, or you could read it to a friend or to a loved person and see, can you actually utter those words to another person? You're so dumb. You're so stupid. Oh my God, you're such a failure. It's never going to happen to you. We say that to ourselves all the time, to ourselves, but imagine you writing down your monologue throughout the day and reading it out to the person that you love the most. Would you have the guts to say such cruel words?
Oh, gosh. And I can imagine that even those that in relationships to do this exercise together where they write down their own self-talk and they have their partners read it back to them just to see, experience it both ways, what it feels like, and also the partner to see, this is what you're saying to yourself? Because even I think within relationships, we don't go that deep sometimes for fear of just exposing ourselves and just how, and you know, and this is an exercise that I do for my clients where they're told to spend an entire day by themselves to do nothing except to listen to their thoughts. And this is so good because I think a lot of people skip this very important first step when it comes to self-love. And you're right. A lot of people say, yeah, of course I love myself. It's like, that's kind of like, hey, how are you doing? I'm fine. It's like that knee-jerk response. Like, that's what I'm supposed to say.
And, you know, another thing that we do is that we sometimes substitute self-love with self-care. So when I ask, do you love yourself? A lot of the times I would hear, yes, of course. I eat, like, let's see, I'm healthy. Right? I eat well. Right. I exercise a lot. Look at my body. I meditate regularly. I go out to the walks. But self-love is not about how you care about yourself. It's about how you treat yourself. I like to say that, you know, I don't charge this machine out of love for it. I charge it because I know if I don't charge it, it's not going to function.
The battery's going to die.
Self-care is like charging. You do it because you wouldn't function without it. But self-love is something different. Self-love is relationship. It's, if I brought an analogy of children, you can imagine a stereotypical rich kid who has everything they want in their life. Clothes, food, good house, good private schools. But let's say parents are too busy to pay attention. And you know that that child is not going to grow up happy, no matter how much care that child has, because what child needs for growing up happy is love, and love is different from care. Love is your relationship. That's why I say your self-talk is super important. And the crazy thing is not just that we are critical, we are not paying attention to that. We hear, we get hurt, but then our mind erases it because it's unpleasant. So we are not always even aware how cruel we are to ourselves.
Oh my God. And I think that's a mic drop moment. You can just stop right there, leave the room, because I'll tell you right now, this is a huge, huge step. And so to kind of like summarize what you're just talking about, first ask the question to yourself, well, do you love yourself? And if your answer is no, then great, you can skip to the next step, right? If the answer is yes, then to ask yourself, okay, great. Well, let's think about, what do you think of it? Just observe your self-talk, right? Like for a woman, like say, wake up in the morning, have a journal next to you in the mirror. When you're looking at the mirror, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about what you're seeing? I think men do this too. It's like, oh, I need to work out. Oh my God, look at that gut. All right, you know, all this, men do it too.
Well, statistically, you know, 80% of women don't like what they see in the mirror. 80%. How scary is that?
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to another guest on the show who is specialized in photography, boudoir, and her work is not just photography. It's about helping women fall in love with themselves again, to love what they're seeing, to be comfortable, you know, being photographed and those types of things. And so I think it's along the same line. She was saying kind of the same statistic. It's like most people, she said 98% of her clients over the last 30, 40 years that she's been doing it, don't like, you know, being photographed, don't like seeing themselves outside of themselves. And so I think this is such a huge step that is so simple, but it's so powerful to opening up the awareness, like we were talking about in the main episode, like the awareness of what is really lying underneath when it comes to your self-love, right? So, cool. Awesome. Well, don't say any more, because any more, then they're going to get too much. Because if you want to catch the rest of what Christina has to offer, and I guarantee you do not want to miss it, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you set your notification, because in a week or two, her full episode is going to drop. And I'm telling you, there's so much good stuff. You thought this mic drop was good? Wait till you hear the rest of the episode. Christina, thank you so much. That was awesome. That was amazing. And I am looking forward to everybody receiving more in the full episode.
Thank you.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.